you, Tausch. Begins now. You know, Tausch, in my vast journalism training, one of the things I've learned is not to assume, to ask questions. And hey, if it turns out to be the answer you expected, great. You've confirmed what you wanted to know. When it comes to our last text message, I asked the question. Some on the panel made some assumptions. Mm-hmm. I won't ask for a drum roll. But Wooly, give us the lowdown on our last text message.
So it was not too afraid to sign their name, the Georgian from Florida. It turns out that our last text message was from Georgian in Florida. Apparently, he's originally from Milwaukee, and his name written Georgian, G-E-O.
Are you sure it's not she?
Georgian? Georgian, I guess. It must be in that case.
More questions,
clearly.
Just wait a second. So it's just with an and, though, A-N, not George and A-N-N-E or N-A-N-N.
Nope. It is spelled G-O-R-G-E-O-R-G-I-A-N. Georgian.
You're out of the spelling bee.
Clearly. There's no wondering about that one, Jason.
But they're from Milwaukee.
Originally, yes. But now they live in Florida.
Milwaukeean in Florida.
So I'm guessing, well, there's probably something when they were in Milwaukee. I'm sure some heritage or something from the Peach State. Because that's where Georgian would come from. So, all right. So, Georgian.
Yeah. Again, I'm glad we could get that clarified. I am getting some responses on our social media channels to my question about whether we are overvaluing the Packers' youth-filled roster or if folks are just sleeping on them. Because, look, it could be both, right? Like, the reality is that maybe we're a little bit too high. You know, you love to do your elevator thing for players, right? You want those elevators to line up. Maybe we're a little higher than we should be on them, and maybe the national media a little lower than they should be on them. But I just don't understand. There is nobody as young as these guys. They have one player, who has celebrated his 30th birthday. One on the entire 90-man roster, Preston Smith. So they have to rely on youth because that's all they've got. They got a couple of guys that are 28, 29. Kenny Clark. Who else is even in that group? Like
Ja.
Christian Welch.
Like Ja.
Yeah, Ja's 27, 28. Yeah. I mean, It's just, I don't want to be overestimating. I try to be accurate. That's what we strive for here. So it did give me personally pause of, am I overvaluing them?
Well, do you think you are?
I don't. Because I still think, I'm not putting them in the Super Bowl. I am at 11-6, which is the 180-degree turn from the 6-11 I had them at for going into last season. But I don't think they've arrived yet. I think it's a process. You're the one who played in the NFL. You tell me. It's
a
process.
It's a process. It's a process until it's not.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ton of variables that go into this, but I'll be shocked. If this team doesn't make the playoffs, that means that this group isn't very good. It's not about growth and anything else. This team made the playoffs with no experience anywhere and with a defensive coordinator they didn't even want for the last four games.
No, they definitely didn't.
So when you factor all that in, now you have you got a preferred defensive coordinator. You got a safety you paid top dollar for. You brought in a bunch of more young talent. You got Lucas Van Ness another year older. You got Rashawn Gary back healthy. Kenny Clark. There are no excuses. So if this is the case, then that just means you're not very good. Mm. If things don't go this way this year, it just means all of that stuff last year was people didn't take you seriously and you just kind of – and that did not happen. Because by the end of the year, when you beat the Chiefs you beat them swiftly up there at Lambeau.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. That was tailor-made to make a playoff run.
That was better.
After that happened.
That was better.
And when you do that, everybody takes notice. Okay? Like, there's a new era that is ready to tour through the playoffs. So when you factor all those things in, there were no teams sleeping. You think for a second San Fran slept on Green Bay or the Dallas Cowboys slept on Green Bay? Yeah. Now, they got trounced for a great portion of the game. Now, everybody's anticipating it. Now, these young guys got to take this on, this burden of being one of the top teams in the NFC. They didn't have that last year. So, if they don't make the playoffs, it is a monumental disappointment. It's not like, oh, well, you're growing and you're going to have some setbacks. Hey, man, growing pains are over.
Right. If they make the playoffs, and again, let's play the games first. I get it.
Let me tell you something. If they make the playoffs and get beat in the first round, I am not going to say it's some monumental setback.
Okay.
Playoffs are a whole different entity.
Okay, that's what I wanted to
know. If they miss the playoffs, 17 weeks is a monster sample size. 1 week is not. So while you're judged on your playoff performances, if this group doesn't win a playoff game next year, I'm not going to be shocked. Because inexperience and youth and you don't know who's injured. Like, there's all variables. But with the depth and the youth that this team has, with the schedule that they have, if they don't make the playoffs in a league where there's seven teams that make it, it is a monumental disappointment next year. Period.
All right. So you are a Goody stan. Let me ask you one last question on this, and we'll get to trivia. I'm going to read you the oldest players on the team. And again, it's a young man's game. You and I agree now. I have come around because I like veteran guys. Jordy Nelson would still be at wide receiver if I was in charge. We all make that joke, but it's probably true. They have one guy who's 30 and over. That's Preston Smith. He's 31. The 29-year-olds, here's what's amazing about this list, is that many of the oldest players aren't even critical players. 29. Eric Wilson, Matt Orzech, the long snapper, and Greg Joseph, who may not even win the kicking job. 28, Alex Magoo, who has been moved from quarterback to wide receiver. Elton Jenkins, there's one crucial player. Andre Dillard, who may not make the team. Kenny Clark, there's two crucial players in the 28 age group. Corey Ballantyne, who's a nice support staff corner. Fair, could start if you need him. That's the end of the 28-year-olds.
He gets lumped in with the Valentine, and I think Valentine's going to separate, go on his, he's going to start his own firm.
I agree.
Valentine.
I agree. All right, now 27-year-olds. Keyshawn Nixon. I would say he's important. I'd give him the third spot, right?
These new kickoff rules.
Smitty, Tyler Davis, Zane Anderson,
the team.
Jair Alexander, there's four. And that's the end of the 27-year-olds. This is no joke, man. Now we're into 26, and there's Devontae Wyatt, who neither you nor I realized was 26. T.J. Slayton is 26. Royce Newman is 26. Josh Jacobs and Rashawn Gary are 26. Mm-hmm. So now we're only up to, what, six guys? And we're at the age 26 line of demarcation. So not only are they young, but most of their critical players are under the age of 26. That, to me, tells you that either these folks are sleeping on this young team or we're overestimating how good we think some of these 25 and under guys are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're always going to say, and I'll remember this when we had our crappy season in 05 and Ted came down and let us know that Mike Sherman was going to be relieved of his duties, and he was pretty blunt. And Ted never, not a hugely confrontational dude, but Ted just basically came and said, it's a disappointing season and, it's unfortunate that Mike is going to be moving on. But make no mistake about it, this was a year that our core players didn't get it done. mm-hmm. our guys in this elevator era mm-hmm. didn't get it done. And for this team, if you tell me Jair Alexander has a great year, Kenny Clark has a great year, Elton Jenkins has a great year, and Rashawn Gary have a great year, this team's going to have a great year.
Yeah.
Now, you need all the, you need other players to, but it's still always going to come down to, along with your quarterback, of course.
Right.
It's always going to come down to your guys that you're paying. You need them to be big-time players. And if they're not, I don't care how great your young players pop up, you're still going to struggle to win a bunch of football games in this league.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we need to play some trivia. I'm confused. So Jesse didn't do the trivia, and Wooly didn't do the trivia. Kevin in Pleasant Prairie did the trivia?
That is correct. Jesse Nelson, the master, I would say, of delegation. Now delegating to the fans, I guess.
All right. The category is sausage race trivia. We will take caller 5. Caller 5, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 5 right now. We will play trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Time for trivia. It is Kevin in Pleasant Prairie presents Sausage Race Trivia. I will include a bonus question that will not be worth an extra entry, but the question will be, which of the racing sausages was I when I ran the race in 2006? I think it was. I'll have to look up the story. Let's welcome in our contestant, who may have the longest introduction name in the history of trivia, and it's not Baby Fresh. It is Dwayne in a bigger truck than Mark's truck from Stoughton. Size matters to Dwayne in Stoughton. Dwayne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing awesome.
All right. How much do you know about the sausage race?
There's always a winner.
But it's here
we go.
Wiener.
I think that'd be the dad joke version of that.
Yep.
All right. Question one, Dwayne, is this. In which year did the Milwaukee Brewers first introduce the famous racing sausages live at County Stadium? Was it 1982, 1993, or the year Jason first sold clothes hangers on the internet?
I'm going to go in 93.
Well done, Dwayne.
Nicely done. By the way, we were at softball practice last night. No one has brought up the hangers on Facebook Marketplace recently, but the guy who runs the league, who I didn't even know was a fan of the show, called me Jaybird.
I like that.
So you wow. always say ways to know that we know that you can let us know by saying hello that you listen. Calling me Jaybird, because under no other circumstances anywhere does that happen than from someone who has listened to the show. All right, Tausch, you got question two.
All right, Dwayne, which sausage won the first live sausage race at County Stadium on June 27th of 1993? Is it the hot dog, the Italian, or the brat?
Go with the brat.
Yes, sir.
Two for two, Dwayne.
Dwayne's got a chance to be the big wiener here if he can get question three. 21 years ago today, July 9th. Well, not 2024, 2003. Randall Simon of the Pittsburgh Pirates hit one of the racing sausages with a bat as they ran past the dugout, causing quite the commotion. Which sausage did Randall Simon whack? Was it the Italian, the Polish, or the chorizo?
I'm going to go chorizo. I don't know why, but that's where I'm going.
Mm. Well, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah. It was the Italian.
Mm.
Got whacked by Randall Simon. All right. Bonus question, not for any additional entries. When Jason Wilde ran the sausage race at Miller Park, which of the sausages was he? And yes, I just went Greg Joseph third person there.
Wow.
No Dwayne, options?
Sure, I'd be happy to give you options. The Polish, the Italian, the hot dog, or the chorizo?
Let's go with the Italian.
No, I was the hot dog.
Oh.
I was the hot dog.
Should have known.
Finish second. All right. That's it for Wilde and Tausch trivia. Dwayne, in your big truck, you got 2 out of 3 right. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Hey, we appreciate your loyalty to the show, and we appreciate you playing, Dwayne. Thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks. Have a good day.
No, love you guys. Tausch, sorry.
50%.
I got it.
It's all right.
I love you guys.
There was one of those TNT sports documentaries on last night. I recorded it. I didn't get to watch it. On Favre. Did you watch it, Wooly?
I have not watched it yet. I know the TNT sports documentaries. I haven't watched many of them, but I know they're more of like in the crime sports vein. So.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So, I don't think we made the video, and there was no "love you guys" part of that, though. I don't think that occurred. What Tausch does love is Coors Light.
I do. I love it, especially over the long 4th of July holiday weekend out on a boat. I can't rhyme anything else with boat, but I know I love Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged because it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light is refreshing, crisp, and it's only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Were you thinking about going Dr. Seuss there? Is that what your plan was?
Yeah, but then I didn't plan it out.
I will drink it in a box. I will drink it with a fox. I will drink it on a boat.
But I started with boat. No.
I will drink it in a moat.
Yeah.
Okay. With a rip beer float.
Mm.
In my winter coat.
There you go. See? Dr. Seuss, Tausch, Dr. Tausch. All right, we will. This is interesting because there are no, because Jesse did the show sheet, there are no hints to what Wooly has up his sleeve for Whoa Wooly.
Whoa Nelly.
That was a long one.
I could have gone longer, but I could see Tausch's face kind of crinkling up like, okay, that's enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good read.
I agree.
Really good read.
I'm nothing if not self-aware. Whoa, Wooly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. All done on Monday.
All right, I will not draw it out yet again. Although you got to admit, you were kind of impressed. Time now for Whoa Wooly.
Is good. The guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Yeah, Jason, you mentioned drawn out, just like your falsetto was there at the end of the last segment. But
is that what that was, falsetto?
I guess. Tausch, do you have a choir background?
I don't know. I, I knew you'd ask me that. I don't know anything about music.
Do you have a choir background? Well, did you listen to the headlines all year long?
Yeah, I thought they were fantastic. I hope to record a couple of times.
What are you? Let me tell you something. We have some real fun stuff coming up this year, too.
There we go.
Real fun.
Sounds like it might be labor-intensive for people other than Tausch once again.
Oh, I don't know about old Tausch has put plenty of labor in it. Old boy really put some labor in.
Yeah. Oh, your brother.
The Academy.
Yeah. Let me be very clear. There's only one Tauscher whose contribution level to the headlines that I question, and it is not either of your brothers.
Okay, oh. Fair enough.
Sick burn, bro. What do you got, Wooly?
As I was saying, your falsetto, or whatever that was drawn out at the end of the last segment, but I'm starting to think I might be drawn out, too, because I mentioned that I turned 25 at the start of next month, August 7th, once again.
August 7th, yeah, I've got it on my calendar now.
Thank you. No. I expect gifts. But I'm curious, we've been talking about all these under-25 rosters, and...
Who are you, Jesse? I expect gifts. Well, do you expect your parents to stay home from a trip, too?
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
Of course. That's what they all do. But I'm curious, guys. Turning 25, it feels like in the NFL, it's this big line of demarcation for you're no longer a youngster in the NFL. And I'm starting to wonder, in everyday life, is this a thing? Like, turning 25, is this, like, the end of when I can call myself a youth? Maybe I can't, like, pretend like I don't know all of these old references to Dave Simon or whoever it was that hit the sausage
Randall
at Miller Park?
Simon.
Randall Simon?
Dave Simon. You're not faking. We know you're not faking.
Clearly not. But...
So here's
seriously,
how I would
25?
Look at it. No. 25 is still super young. Here's how I look at this. The line of demarcation comes at 32 or when you get married.
Mm.
That's 32? How I look at it.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
That feels arbitrary.
How I look at it. No, it's not
okay.
Arbitrary.
You start to
look at it.
So why 32
then? No, it's not arbitrary.
Well, if it's not arbitrary, tell me why 32.
Huh?
Okay, so I think once you hit 30, that's when all of a sudden you start wondering, oh boy, where am I at in my life? What am I doing? And then you have a year or two to kind of get your stuff together. And once you hit 32, it's not cute. Like sitting at a bar and, you know, on a Tuesday, drinking a ton and then... And stumbling home at 3 in the morning, it's not cute. It's at 32. It can still be okay at 26, at 25. Once you get to 32, you become that old dude, like, what the hell are you doing here, guy? Mm-hmm. And that's where the line of demarcation hits for me.
All right, so obviously there are some bright lines on your timeline as you grow into adulthood, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's 18. There's 21. 25.
Why is 18?
Because you're, by the letter of the law, you're adult. Adult. You're an adult when you're 18. Hey,
not
that's
really
the law, bro.
Damage.
I'm just telling you. You commit. If Wooly commits a crime, he's being tried as an adult.
16's a lot bigger deal than 18. 16's a lot bigger deal than being 18.
I think especially amongst 18-year-olds nowadays, since most of them don't take becoming an adult legally very seriously anymore. 16 when you can drive.
Oh, now you sound old.
Well, I mean, hey, I am 7 years older than them now. That's what I'm saying. I feel washed. I don't know.
You're not washed.
Wow.
25, I believe, is the line of demarcation where you're considered enough of an adult that they trust you to rent a car under your own name.
Yep.
Because I remember early in my time covering the Packers, we couldn't rent the car. Even though I did all the travel...
Oh, you had to sit in the back with Oatsy. Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to drive because we weren't insured by the State Journal. So I would just say 30 is a big line. I don't know about this 32 poppycock. Seems arbitrary to me.
It feels like such a random number.
It does. I totally agree.
But it's
so,
not.
And 35, and 35, you're now old enough to become president. So I don't think you're washed. You are hitting a crucial time in your young adulthood, though. And we're excited for you. Happy birthday. And tell Jesse's parents they can't go to Vegas because you're celebrating your birthday.
Whoa, Nelly!
Unless they take them with me, obviously.
Do you think you would enjoy a vacation of you and Jesse's parents?
I think I might enjoy it more than a vacation with Jesse. I mean,
it's a good comeback. I like it.
I mean, at least they won't have to worry about rides. I mean, I'll be there to get. I'll be more than willing.
You
to
can
get
rent
a ride.
The car.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
For sure. Yeah, nice. Okay. Whoa, Wooly.
All right.
Whoa,
well,
Nelly!
Speaking of Las Vegas, Team USA scrimmaging against the USA Select Team this past weekend. The USA Select Team made up of younger players who aren't at the elite levels of Team USA, like LeBron James, Steph Curry, the guys who have been playing in the 2024 Olympics. But one name who did stick out from that Select Team and apparently dominated a scrimmage this weekend, Cooper Flagg, a 17-year-old from Maine, is committed to Duke next season. And apparently he was breaking down these Team USA players, LeBron James, putting him on skates. Apparently Team USA is so worried about him, they have Jrue Holiday assigned to defend him in this scrimmage, which Team USA won 74-73. Now, I was listening on Sportsman like this morning, 5-9 right here on 100.5 ESPN in Madison, 5-7.
Great plug.
94.5 ESPN. Thank
Very
you, Tosh.
Well done. Mm-hmm.
But Evan Cohen had an interesting point to bring up about player like Cooper Flagg and what he could do for the NBA if he could be drafted this coming season. Why don't you take a listen?
Who's the biggest story of the NBA yesterday? A 17-year-old by the name of Cooper Flagg, a high school player, is going to play at Duke. So you let Duke benefit from him and he can't go right to the NBA? Because we don't allow players who are good. He is playing one-on-one, in essence, with LeBron James at 17 years old. If you can do that in these select games, let him into the NBA. This was, sorry, an awful draft name-wise. Bronny James, 55th overall, was the biggest name by far. Cooper Flagg now becomes college basketball solution, not the NBA's.
Guys, do you think the NBA is in such a rough patch right now with especially American-born players, where they need a 17-year-old and Cooper Flagg to come be the biggest name for them at this point? I mean, it feels like it might be somewhat of a stretch to me. How good this kid actually is, we'll see. But great name, but I don't know if it's moving the needle like that.
Let's go to our NBA analyst.
Yep.
Yeah, Evan is 100% right. I don't know how you can sit here and say, well, you said 32 is an arbitrary age for being an adult. What, 1 year of college? Isn't
totally
that arbitrary?
Agree. Totally yeah. agree with you.
Like, what the hell are we doing?
Yep.
If the guy's good enough to go play in the league, go play. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Bronny James was the 55th pick, if this kid can play and he can go to the NBA, they have development systems in place. I think we're seeing more and more college programs take on older players because that's winning. Mm-hmm. Your system, having the Kentucky five freshmen, it's cute, but it's not. It didn't work. Duke, I hope nothing but failure for the University of Duke or Duke University, whatever it might be. And if Cooper Flagg is good enough, he should be playing in the NBA next year. And Evan is 100% right. Why would you let college basketball get all that shine for a year when college basketball has been – Zach Edey has been the name. Outside of anybody, I couldn't name, and I'm a sports fan, I couldn't name any other players outside of Wisconsin Badger basketball players than Zach Edey on last year's Final Four run. So, yeah, it's a dumb move by the NBA. They need to change it.
So, they didn't have this rule, though, for a lot of years, and they purposely instituted it. You know, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, all these guys went straight from high school. And then
Dwight
they instituted... Yeah, and so then they instituted this rule, and then we got the one-and-done generation, right? That they, like Tyler Hero, I don't know what his Badgers career might have looked like, but he was clearly, I'm only going to college for the year that the NBA requires before I'm draft eligible. Mm-hmm. Now, Brandon Jennings is of that era, and he went and just played overseas. He said, forget it. I'm not going
to
fake it at college. Right.
Yep.
And so Tausch could not be more right about this one. It has outlived its purposefulness.
And
you know
college
what else players are getting paid anyway.
Here's what I'm going to be curious about. All these lawsuits and COVID years. If you're Brad Davidson, who they have a basketball camp coming up, Mr. Buss sent me a little note. They got a big camp coming up. Go ahead, sign up.
He'd have been better off sending it to me so you would get the details as opposed to, they've got a camp coming up. Go ahead and sign up.
Yes, we'll get that info up because we're big fans of them, yep, as well as they're being big fans of us. Blah blah blah. Brad Davidson. Let's say in today's marketplace, he could get $300K to $500K from the Badgers playing hoops, which I don't think is a major stretch. Chucky Hepburn just got a much bigger deal than that to go play. Mm-hmm. Where is he going? Louisville? Is that
Louisville?
Correct? He's at Louisville.
Yes, sir. Louisville. Mm-hmm.
What is going to stop Chucky from saying, well, I'm just going to keep playing here. I'm not going to get a better deal. NBA. No, I'm being dead serious. How are you going to restrict someone's employment? You're now, all these lawsuits are going to say, why am I going to say, well, that's such an arbitrary number, and I could go
You're
six
right.
years, but I can't play seven?
Yeah.
I can't play eight? Now, you could say, well, I'm not going to pay you this. Well, as a university, why not? I have a great player that's not going to be an NBA guy that is going to give me everything they got, and all of a sudden now, yeah, I'll sign him to a three-year deal, and then we'll go from there. So he's 32 and playing. What's to stop college athletes from doing that?
Mm. You still have to attend classes, though, right?
Do you?
Sort of.
You could do 5 credits. I already got my degree. I could just do a 5 credit. I'm going to get into music. I want to learn how to concerto,
do a falsetto,
like, yep, Jason Wilde did.
There's a class called Clap for Credit, too.
Yeah, I took it twice. Yeah.
Right now, really? Jason, tell me this. Right, uh-huh, now, if Tyler Wall, who I think played 5 years at Wisconsin, and he's not getting a bunch of, let's say he doesn't get a bunch of interest overseas,
okay,
and he wants,
sure,
to keep playing, what's to say he goes back to Greg Gard and say, listen, man, give me $250K in NIL, and I'm going to go play another year.
Yeah.
And if they say, well, you can't, well, I'm going to sue.
Further.
I'll go get an injunction from a court, and they'll let me play. How's that going to be stopped?
These are all great questions that are the result of how poorly the NIL process was handled when the NCAA dug a hole and put its head in the sand when they knew this was coming, and instead of preparing for it, they threw their arms up and said, we lost, and the courts and Congress told us we were wrong, and we don't care, so good luck. That's
no, they tried to squeeze every last penny out of a system that they knew was going to get blown up.
That's right, instead of being proactive, and that's how we end up with this. Look, I love that Brad Davidson.
Do we want that? Do we want to see Brad Davidson play until he's 33?
And I like Brad Davidson.
Okay.
I don't.
What about Sam Decker? What if Sam Decker could have came back and made $1.5 million playing at Wisconsin for 6 or 7 years?
Do you cut it off at 32? Once you turn 32, you can't be in college anymore?
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you're the weird guy at the end of the bench.
That was so good. That was so good of a callback back to Tausch's arbitrary 32 years thing. I am really impressed right now.
Old man on campus.
You tell me the difference between saying you have to go play in college for 1 year or you could play 7 years. Like, who's making these rules?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right about it being arbitrary. Can you see Tausch at the end of the bench?
Yeah.
For Greg Gard.
And what if LeBron, let's say LeBron finishes
smoking
at 42.
A cigarette.
Let's say LeBron retires at 42 from the NBA, and he always wanted to go win an NCAA championship.
Oh, my God.
Could he enroll at Ohio State?
Can he go back with Bronny?
At 43, well, Bronny, yeah. Can he go back and play at 43? Because I'll tell you something, if you want college basketball to pop, I think it would be a fascinating deal. LeBron comes back at 44, 45 to play in the college basketball.
It's back to the esports what if. Why don't you just play it again? Have LeBron play for Duke or Ohio State, whoever it was.
There you go. Exactly.
Go
full circle.
He'd want to be part of the brotherhood.
The brotherhood.
Oh, that was it. I will not go with a long-winded woe again. That was a top flight. Whoa.
That was really good, Woe.
Woe?
No.
Okay, I will draw the line at Woe. I'm okay with
Woe
or Wally.
Whoa-wee.
Yeah, see, that's the exact reason why now it's a 90s song. I don't like this anymore. I'm 25.
That's like a 1950s song, by the way. Wooly Wooly.
I feel like this is going to be somewhat controversial.
Oh, boy.
Wooly came into the ESPN Madison studio a young whippersnapper, and he's morphing into old school Jelly. Well, asking if he's washed up at 25. Jesse Nelson was the oldest young guy we knew. Is that not correct?
He's
always talking about sitting on the couch and eating bonbons and and now Wooly, who was this fresh young kid, 2 years under the tutelage of Jesse, and he's asking if he's washed up at 25.
You're totally wrong on this because Jesse would
tell
never
me why
have
I'm wrong.
Because Jesse would never have the awareness to even consider the possibility he is washed.
Thank you. I like to think I'm a little more self-aware than these things. By the way, our interns even tell me that I look old. So it's not even just me. I'm getting this feedback.
When you went through your beard phase,
you
looked about 46.
Yeah, now...
I think Wooly wants to be old. I think he's an old soul.
He's in a rush.
No?
Oh, yeah, clearly. I just
hurrying to be 46.
Trust me.
He's hurrying to get to 32 for that line of demarcation.
I want those AARP checks. Social Security can't come here quick enough.
I got news for you. You don't get checks from AARP. You get a lot of mail from them.
There you go.
I also got news for you. I think by the time you're Social Security eligible, that's going to be the way out of White Buffalo. But that's a whole nother story.
So it'll be making a comeback by then, is what Tausch is saying, based on the...
God, I hope so. I hope so.
I can still go make money playing at UW-Madison at that point, though. I can play pickleball, maybe, for the UW team. They have a varsity squad by that point.
You are no LeBron James.
So you're not going to make it.
Yeah. All right, that is it for Wooly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Wooly.
No. I'm fully drawing the line at Wooly. We're not doing that.
I got news for you. Coming from a guy nicknamed Jaybird, you don't have a whole lot of control over what people
call
Wooly.
Wooly.
We'll wrap things up with Wooly as our cousin sub of the day for Jesse. Next. It's his face. I hope people are watching on video to see your face. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
It doesn't look like there's any wiltage coming.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
I think this is going to be a team that gets better and better as their youth gets more and more experience.
Covering the crew all summer on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Important question as we say goodbye.
Got a tennis update, too, if you're interested.
Oh, we can save the question of what do you do if you get a nickname you don't like? Like Jelly or Jaybird
like
or Wooly or Cat Pig or all the other nicknames that have been thrown around. We'll save that for tomorrow. What's your tennis update?
Yeah. Sinner needs to remorse. Sinner.
No, he needs to
out.
Repent. Repent.
Remorse, repent.
He ain't no saint.
The number one seed. Yep, Medvedev. Medvedev him. He's out.
Yes, man. Just Medvedev.
Okay.
Wow. That's big breaking news.
Big upset.
From center
big
court.
Big upset. Five setter. Big five setter.
Wow.
Well, clears the way for your guy, Joker. All right, that's it for us today. Wooly, are you going to be back with us tomorrow?
I don't know if I'm ever
Wooster.
Coming back on this show. Wooster. Oh, God.
The Wooster. Wooly.
Hey, Wooly, don't be woe is me with this new nickname of yours now. Don't be woe is me.
Nice. Good one.
Tausch. I don't like this attitude from you. Tausch.
Ouch.
Tausch.
Hey, listen, man. I've been through the ringer. I don't think you can't hit me with too many that would really crush me. I've heard it all. Wooster.
Tomorrow we start with Tausch's worst nicknames of his career.
That'll be
tipping off the Wednesday edition. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks to Wooly for stepping in. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are